I just want to clear up a little confusion with the guys about the right reasons and the wrong reasons to hate on Twilight.
People are allowed reasons that aren't your own, but go ahead, let's hear it.
These are the wrong reasons.
Thought it was going to be about a bunch of badass vampires who wanted to kill people and drink their blood.
Those are the right reasons for men. They might not be the right reasons for women, but that's not the issue here.
And then also the endless array of he's so gay comments on YouTube.
Is actually amazing to me. In fact, I genuinely think it takes real skill to take something that is made by a woman, made exclusively for women and bought exclusively by women, and make it about the male's reaction to it. It's quite incredible.
The problem with the criticism of he's so gay, what a gay lord, is that he's too sensitive for men. The author was a woman and was writing from a woman's perspective. When a man looks at it from a man's perspective, he sees a lot of emotions and attributes displayed that he would personally never publicly display. In his eyes, and the eyes of other men, they aren't appropriate for a man. And so he calls them gay. You know, it's not mature, but that's his feeling and reaction to it. He doesn't think that it's appropriate manly behavior. And there's a good reason, because the authors portrayed him becoming a mental stalker when he acts like that. And most men think, shit, I don't want to be a mental stalker.
So just to recap,
the point is here that Twilight wasn't written for guys. We are not Twilight's demographic. Girls are, and they buy it by the fucking ton. Not just young girls, not just them, it's across the entire fucking spread. So if I was feminist frequency girly, I would genuinely be more worried about the fact that my gender, the ones that I'm trying to fight for the empowerment of, seem to naturally gravitate towards this guy who is a creepy, overprotective, manipulative stalker. And that would freak me out. Do you know what I mean? You can rag on guys all you want for not liking him, but guys aren't the ones that are supposed to like him. Girls are, and they fucking do.
The wrong reasons are that Edward is too sensitive, that he's gay, and that he's not violent enough.
There is no such thing as a wrong reason. A reason is a neutral scientific cause of an event. That's like saying there was a wrong reason that someone murdered his mother. The act is wrong. The reason is entirely neutral.
The right reasons, however, are that Edward is a creepy, manipulative, controlling, overprotective stalker.
All your reasons are absolutely perfectly valid. Edward is a manipulative, total bastard. Those reasons are just as abhorrent, or should be, as far as I'm concerned, just as abhorrent to women as they are to men. Men don't like seeing other guys be creepy, manipulative, overbearing bastards to women, and I would not have thought women like to be treated like that. However, I must be wrong, considering the overwhelming point of view of the demographic at which it's aimed is, yes, that is exactly our fantasy, that is exactly what we want.
Ultimately, what you dudes are saying is that in addition to being emotionally abusive, you want Edward to be violent, sadistic, and physically abusive.
No, we don't want Edward to be abusive at all. We don't want him to be emotionally abusive, we don't want him to be physically abusive. Men derive pleasure from violence when it is used for acceptable roles, as in the defense of loved ones, the taking of objectives in war, legitimate sporting competitions. No one wants to see Edward just beating Bella because she's a pointless piece of wood.
So next time you're with your buddies talking about how much you hate Twilight, you can just repeat after me. I hate Twilight because Edward is a creepy, manipulative, overprotective stalker.
How about you repeat after me? I don't know what men, or apparently women, think or why. And it's not my place to dictate to them anyway, so I'm going to stop making stupid assumptions because it makes me look like a fool.